with a fat gat, dropping niggas in seconds, boy. Already, boy. I'm from Texas, boy. With a fat gat, dropping niggas in seconds, boy. Already, boy. I'm from Texas, boy. With a fat gat, dropping niggas in seconds, boy. Already, boy. I'm from Texas, boy. With a fat gat, dropping niggas in seconds, boy. I'm from the land of tall buildings with
hella. All right, well, here we are for episode 3. It's been a while because Brody had to move.
It's been a while.
I'm Jack, and with me as always is Brody.
It me, in the new spot, down the street from my old spot. And we're here with our special guest, Claire Manburglar.
What's up? I don't have an intro for myself. Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Eclair. I'm in the kitchen. I'm making tea. I'm ready to cast some pods. Let's do this.
Okay, so that's an intro. That's professional right there.
How's that? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Claire's high as hell. So Claire's high as hell, so this is going to be good.
No, not really. I'm only kind of.
But so what good shit has happened to you guys lately?
A whole lot of nothing.
Yeah?
Dude, I want to get to the heart of the matter here.
Okay.
And on the count of three, I want us all to say who the president's going to be.
Okay.
Okay.
Because by the time we post this, we'll have a new president.
Oh, shit.
So are you going to post it in January?
No, we're going to post it on Thursday.
We won't have a new president on Thursday.
Yeah, we will.
President-elect.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, don't even go there with me right now.
Okay.
Motherfucker. Mm-hmm. All right. When I count to three.
Hey, okay. Y'all, fucker.
Everybody just say it. One, two, three. Ronald Reagan hologram.
Tim Kaine.
Fuck.
Claire, what was
that? Actually, Mike Pence, I feel like, is a real option.
Trump's not going to drop out of that race no matter what. Like, he would have to, like, be legally barred from the presidency before he'd be like, oh, wait, well, never mind.
He's going to win and, like, immediately step down.
You think so? Oh, just yeah, he's just going to let Pence do it.
This is a joke.
He's got his Trump TV thing he's working on here.
Oh, that's right.
I'm ready for that Jeb writing campaign.
Is that a thing?
I hope it is. I'm ready.
Like,
are you writing in Jeb?
Oh, you know it. I'm writing in Jeb for every, even local election.
Jeb's going to be the new mayor of Cincinnati.
Well, the new mayor of Newport, Kentucky, rather.
That's right. Yeah.
I wish that happened. I wish they just had to, like, return to local politics and just have, like, almost these honorary titles where he couldn't do anything and no one respected
Introducing your new district judge, Jeb Bush.
I think elections should be run like high school class presidents because, like, remember where it was like you would vote for people and whoever got the highest amount of votes was president and then whoever was second just got vice president and then like the next person got treasurer and the next person got secretary.
Hey, that's a way better system.
Yeah, vote for president. If you don't get president, you become governor of your state. If you don't become governor, then you get in the Senate. If you're not in the Senate, then you're in the House. And so on and so forth until you're like meter maid in Newport.
I think the lowest position is like manager at Wendy's.
See, these are all government positions.
Well, yeah. Well, Wendy's will be nationalized under this system.
Single payer Wendy's.
I wish that was a thing. Just like you go into like your neighborhood McDonald's, and then whoever's the nicest to you, you vote for them for manager. I wish that was just a thing. I wish we voted for every single thing like that.
I just wish fast food was nationalized.
Yeah. I really would very much enjoy single-payer fast food.
Like, just go in with your government McDonald's card and get you a McGriddle.
Right.
Okay, I'm into this, yeah.
Right? It's just on the taxpayer dime. Some right. delicious breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the thing is, McDonald's, like, fast food isn't expensive, and the people who say that fast food is expensive and, like, shit, they don't know how to order fast food.
They're doing the people who, like, they'll, like, have, like, a vegan dinner for four up next to, like, the most expensive items on the McDonald's menu or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I got dinner for $2 at Taco Bell.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Like, you gotta play that menu right.
Yeah, it's so easy to do. Like, just look at the menu for 2 seconds. Don't sit there, like, and don't bug the guy. Just like, hey, what comes on this? Like, fucker, just get the app. Just streamline this shit. You should be able to, like, get kicked out of line if you start asking questions once you get to the front.
See, I kind of had a prediction that Brody was actually really what he was pissed off at was just having to wait in line. And it's kind of, like, coming true.
I did get mad the other day.
Well, there are always those people that, like, go to a fast food place and they gotta make a big old deal out of it. And it's like, dude, you're holding up the whole line because you gotta be persnickety about your damn whatever the fuck you're getting. Just get out of my damn way and let me get my fucking breakfast.
Like, we're not at goddamn L'Albatross right now. Like, just
yeah, dude, this ain't Chipotle.
Just get your goddamn fucking $1 taco. If you're eating for, like, any more than $5 a person at a place like that, like, you're just fucking up so bad. Unless you're treating yourself to a little quarter pounder or something.
Unless you're rocking that $7 range for a meal.
Yeah, like, you had a bad day and you need to, you know, buy yourself the expensive one to treat yourself. You don't want two tiny burgers, you want one big one.
But I feel like with two tiny burgers, you get more full because there's more bread involved.
That's true, but it's one of those things where, like, you feel poor while you're eating it, you know, like, just a real, just wimpy burger, you know?
Like, it's like this flaccid, like, shitty little burger.
Yeah, it's like the thickness of a PB&J or something. Like, that doesn't feel right.
We're getting the hard-hitting issues tonight.
They should sell burgers that are, like, pre-squashed. The buns that, like, have a bunch of fingerprints in them already. They're just flattened for you.
Pre-manhandled burgers.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know what I'm talking about, but, like, I'm surprised that wasn't what I wanted to do when I was little, because I remember when I was little, I wanted to own a donut shop. I wanted to do all of this, like, weird, like, working class shit.
I kind of still want to have a donut shop.
But
that sounds cool.
I mean, that's owning a bakery. That's like a aspiration that people have.
Well, I don't want a bakery, though. I just want a donut shop. I don't care about the
rest. You want to be a Krispy Kreme franchise owner?
Yeah, and I want a two-story one, and I want to live them upstairs. That was actually a thing I told my dad I wanted to do once, and he just said, you can do a lot better things than that. I don't want to hear you say that's your, like, goal in life again.
Fucking aim higher, you little shit.
You're saying you want to live upstairs from a donut shop. That's what you just told me. But no, I kind of want to be like the guy who works at, you know, some burger place and, like, flattens the burgers after they get made so that they can fit more in each bag. Just, like, puts them in the vise so that they can put 20 in one bag.
There's a vise? I thought you just, like, kind of, like...
Patties? Are you talking about the burgers themselves?
The burgers themselves. Like, after they're made, you just, like... You just gotta mash them down that way you can put, like, more of them in one bag.
So, like, there's a whole job for this because customers are ordering enough burgers that they don't fit in a bag.
Well, no, it's, like, I'm creating my own job right now. Like, this is right. What I don't want to, like, actually fuck with anything in that restaurant, but I'll mash a burger all day. I'll do that.
Yeah, okay.
The cats are hissing.
What are the cats doing?
They're just hissing at each other and running around. They don't get along 100% yet.
They might never get along, is what I'm learning from our cats over here, just fucking going at it at all times.
They're having sex all the time?
No, it's a war zone in here. They ain't fucking.
You guys should live alone and have only one cat, like me.
No, I want all of them.
Jack, see, Jack's got, like, the best part of living with someone, because he, like, gets to fuck his roommate, and that's cool.
Ain't we all been there at one point or another?
Oh, Lord.
Living the high life, I gotta say.
Nah. I'm so sad that the guy from the 1 second commercial died. I mean, he was also like an actor, but
who?
Remember that commercial, the High Life commercial that was 1 second?
No,
no.
It was like during the Super Bowl, and it was just that guy, and he was like the High Life delivery man or something. There were a bunch of commercials like leading up to it,
and I don't watch Super Bowl commercials.
Super Bowl. This was like 5 years ago, but anyway. All the commercials are going, and then it just shows him, and he's standing in front of a bunch of boxes of High Lifes, and he just goes, High Life! And that's, like, the entire commercial. Anyway, that guy died.
Was
like
he
a long time ago.
Was he, like, an actual High Life delivery man? Or
no,
an actor?
No, he was, like, a character actor.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. But the commercial is really funny. And, I'm a Miller fan, so...
High Life is good.
Why are you talking about like a 5-year-old Super Bowl commercial?
You said something about High Life.
There's
Living the High Life, but I was talking about Miller High Life.
There's a standard of quality on this podcast, Claire. And
what?
We gotta see, like, that's what this episode's all about. We're talking about topical shit or shit that's good, like fast food or like sex or something.
All right.
Or poo-poo and pee-pee, or...
Yeah, we...
You know.
Well, this is a fantastic commercial, and I feel like I'm being gaslighted.
That was,
What's the other new word? It's like, shit.
Is there a mansplaining?
No, there's a new term they're using, but I forgot what it was. Shit. Man, I'd ruin that.
Dude, let me know so that I can get on that. Like, I'm real big on gaslighting right now. The other day, I gaslit my boss into thinking that I was really sick when I called in. Like...
Wow.
Yeah. It's that's a good bit to me. Just, like, call, like, just white lies gaslighting. Just call every untruth you tell gaslighting.
I've started referring to every bad thing that happens to me as being gaslighted. Literally everything. my cat is crying for more food, and I'm like, oh, I wish you would quit fucking gaslighting me, asshole.
You ate this morning.
Okay.
Stop trying to construct
right,
the reality.
Okay. I got it. It's virtue signaling.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. What does that mean again?
Virtue signaling. It's like whenever you do good things just to show people that you do good things.
Huh.
I mean, that's like a real thing, though. It's weird.
Yeah.
But I don't think nearly it's as much a thing on a grand scale as people want it to be.
Well, it's at least a thing that people talk about, so even if it doesn't happen, it's still a thing.
Gaslighting happens, too.
No, I know, but I'm saying, even if it doesn't happen on a large scale, the fact that you said, like, people expect it to happen, the expectation already makes it a thing. The fact that people think about it makes it a thing.
Look, stop fucking virtue signaling.
No, but people like, totally do that all the time. Like, when they, like, reblog or retweet anything that, like, you know, like, people who are, like, still talking about Standing Rock, like, you know that half of them don't actually give a shit. You just have to act like you're invested in it.
That's kind of a bummer.
Well, I mean, think about it on a real scale. Like, do you think that everyone who is, like, posting about this is actually, like, emotionally invested in it, or do you think they just feel like they have to be?
What, on Tumblr? No.
I think initially. Not anymore. Anybody who does something out of obligation does it, like, once.
Do you think that's what it is at this point, then?
Yeah.
Virtue signaling?
I mean, because nobody's paying attention, and so it wouldn't make any sense for someone to keep posting about it if they were just if they thought they were supposed to, because nobody is even noticing.
Well, okay.
See, that's a good point.
Here's my next question. The whole, like, checking in on Facebook thing, would that count as virtue signaling? Since it's doing absolutely nothing?
I mean, it just depends. And it didn't do nothing, even if the thing wasn't true, which, like, I feel like a lot of people knew going into it. Because, you know, we're all still a little bit scarred from Kony, obviously. But it also didn't do nothing because, like, hundreds of thousands of people were doing this, and people who had no idea what it was suddenly were, like, forced to learn about it. I think it really was, like, it actually accomplished raising awareness.
You have a point.
I know.
I'll give it to you.
I was subject to gaslighting and virtue signaling in high school when they were selling those Kony wristbands for the invisible children.
Here's the thing. I'm so pissed about this. Like, a few years before that happened, I went to, like, this student conference thing that they used to have in one of, like, the neighboring school systems. And we literally talked about that guy and how he was actually doing all that stuff, and it was terrible. And we, like, took time to, like, call Congress and call our senators and stuff and be like, hey, we wish you would do something about this because this sucks ass. And then the whole thing came up, so I was like, oh, my God, yeah, that guy, he really is doing some terrible shit. And it was just a bummer that, like, then it became all about the issue that people were talking about was how much they hated slacktivism, as opposed to, like, but he was still out there and, like, stealing children and, like, turning them into tiny soldiers and, like, doing all this shit. He was still doing it.
They're still doing that.
Yeah, but the problem became slacktivism and not Kony.
To be fair, Invisible Children was a pretty shitty activist campaign.
Yeah,
except
that everybody knew about it. Within 48 hours, everybody knew.
But to what effect?
Was doing. Well, it would have been better, right? Beyond that point, yeah, obviously, like, the organization and that dude were, like, fucked up.
Shitty, yeah. Assholes.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I agree with you on that.
I mean, like, is your point basically that there is, like, a lot of merit in awareness campaigns?
No, my point is, like, I'm just pissed because now it comes around this time and, like, the stuff that's happening in Standing Rock is, like, truly disgusting and awful. And it doesn't even matter because people are already like, oh, well, I got had by Kony. So, like, if this police report thing is false, that they aren't really checking Facebook, then none of it really matters. But I think to some degree it does matter.
Well, wait, who's saying I got had by Kony?
We all got had by Kony.
Talking about that. Like, people were like, oh, yeah. Like, I saw a few people, like, very specifically mention, like, this is just Kony all over again, everybody jumping on a bandwagon or whatever. And then, like, but I think people were thinking it.
Well, I don't even understand how you compare the two situations.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, one of them's, like, I don't know. I was going to make a really bad joke. I do remember when that Invisible Children thing happened, though. Like, they, like, showed it to us in school. Like, like, they showed you it, right, Jack?
Yeah. Like, God, man, they showed me all that stupid shit. Yeah.
Yeah, like they, like, showed it to us. And, like, I remember people were talking about how they, like, were crying and all of this stuff. And I slept through it. Which I feel kind of bad about. I mean, I slept through most of high school. But I slept through that. And yeah, it probably has a lot to do with, like, why I am this way.
Dude, honestly, I think I dozed off halfway through it as well.
They didn't make it engaging enough.
Well, I could see where it was going from the get-go. I already knew about they had the bracelets ready to go. They were just trying to get me to buy some shit.
Okay, can we talk about something really quick? Because, like, I've been, like, talking to Molly about this because we keep remembering shit that happened to us in high school. Like, do you remember those, like, weird fundraisers where this dude will, like, come out and he'll do this, like, presentation. They'll be playing music around your ear. And he's like, yeah, you go sell all this shit for your school. And then you win all these prizes. And then why are public schools letting, like, snake oil salesmen come into the school and, like, sell shit to the kids?
They don't have any money.
But
I remember that shit.
money. You never had to sell, like, magazines or anything like that, Jack?
No, we had to sell... What the fuck do we have to sell? Candy at some point. And then before that, we had to sell... Yeah, we had to sell magazines at some point, which was like, really? Of all the, why are we making children sell magazines? That's truly fucked up. Like, the candy and the cookie dough, all right, I get that. Because that's like a fun... You could frame that as a fun little thing that kids do. I think one year we sold, like, wrapping paper?
I remember that one. It was always, like, the holiday shit. Like, it was wrapping paper. Like, they'd have, like, the catalogs that have all the little, like, cheese logs and...
Tins of popcorn.
Yeah, those. And I don't remember ever selling any of that shit. I never won
sell,
a single
I didn't make a dime. I didn't sell shit.
Well, because
I did
only...
on the magazines one year. And then in band we sold cheese, but that was actually from like local farmers and it was really good, so people bought it. But yeah, I used to do it. Like, I think I used to get really into it. Like in middle
school. You probably would, wouldn't you?
You know what? That was uncalled for.
I mean,
it's not an insult. You seem like a person who'd get gung ho about shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is. You're not as apathetic as we are.
We're just really competitive, I think.
Maybe that too.
Yeah. I used to
like seven, and like they're like, you gotta sell the shit. And I was like, man, I gotta sell all this shit.
But
do you think it informed your worldview?
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, like with all those things, there's always some company behind it that's like printing the catalogs. Mm-hmm. And like making all this like shit to jack up the price of and sell and to like give out all the prizes. And like you're talking about like local, like Claire, like you were just mentioning like local cheese farmers, you'd sell their wares. Or like,
yeah, that was cool.
I see a lot of kids out here selling like Mally's chocolate bars and stuff.
Well, Mally's is local also.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like that's that, like that one like makes sense. Why are we letting people, like, you know, like companies headquartered out of Miami come into the school and like do this shit? Like, why?
Yeah, they do this little weirdo like presentation.
Yeah, like I don't understand like the kind of superintendent that allows that to happen, because like you could be like helping out local businesses and making money for the school and like everyone wins, but instead you're just like letting some asshole fly in. And
well, I mean, I guess somebody just would have to do all the legwork for that, and you would have to have enough local products that would be able to earn you the same amount of money.
I guess
as, like selling.
I mean, consider it this way. If you were elected superintendent of the school board because you bullied your way into that position,
mm-hmm.
you probably don't want to do a whole lot of work. You get some slick haired dude come in and be like, I can get your kids to sell tins of popcorn to some motherfuckers.
Tins of stale ass popcorn.
I mean, I don't think that it's quite that nefarious. I think that superintendents like are very busy probably. And they probably like really don't have time. To, like, organize a fundraising.
I ain't never seen a superintendent doing nothing before.
What?
Have you?
Yeah.
What'd your superintendent do? Our superintendent, all they did was tell me to cut my hair and, like, put me in detention for not doing it.
Your principal or your superintendent?
Well, the superintendent just wrote the rules. It was his idea.
The superintendents, like, are about, like, the budgeting and the overall functioning of the entire school system.
Right, so they're not in charge of the stupid like, fundraisers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not in charge of, like, dress code.
I'm just going to blame them for what I want to blame them on, like, blame them for, and that's kind of my prerogative. So
it's like blaming the president for gas prices.
It's
okay.
Yeah, like, that's just
you
what
can
you
do that.
I guess? Okay. All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know what this pod's about. You know we're not...
I'm not really fitting into the hey y'all fucker culture. No. I think it needs to be a mini workshop.
Like, yeah, like we don't subscribe to reality here. All right,
oh, yeah, you know that.
We gotta send you down to Texas,
ooh,
so you can learn that those Texas ways.
Okay,
and then you'll be ready.
I went to Texas once.
Where in Texas?
I was 11. Right across. From what's the big mountain in Mexico that starts with an M?
Mexico Mountain.
Yeah.
Yep. Right across the border from Mexico Mountain. Yeah. My share in Mexico Mountain City, Texas.
I'm just dying. Mexico Mountain is fucking killing me.
Love it. This, the locals, the admiration that they looked at Mexico Mountain with, you know. Wow. Really beautiful.
The beautiful noble peak.
Yeah, no, I've been down there. It's gorgeous. But
Mexico Mountain.
Yeah, man, I climb that shit.
Yeah, you seen Jack's fucking calves? You think he hasn't climbed Mexico Mountain?
I don't particularly remember his calves.
Beautiful.
Sorry, Jack. Were you wearing pants? Maybe you had pants on.
I was wearing pants.
He was wearing pants.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you guys hung out.
You have like 5 minutes.
That's tight. Chatted.
Chatted. Chit-chat.
What were you doing in Cincinnati?
I had a wedding.
And
so I stayed, because Southwest isn't flying to Cincinnati, so I flew into Louisville and then drove up with my friend.
Louisville. I love words and names like that, that like you have to sound like you're like drunk slurring to say them.
Yeah.
Like Louisville and like Worcestershire sauce and shit like that.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Do you guys remember that pronunciation manual YouTube?
Yeah.
No.
That was like, it pronounced everything in these fake ways, but it looked really official. Did you know, bro, do you remember it?
Yeah, I remember it. Well, I remember, like, the official, like not the official, but, like, the actual, like, pronunciation manual. And, like, yeah. The dude would, like, he was, like, trying to do it right, but a lot of the stuff he'd still do wrong. And people would just rip him apart for it. But I remember pronunciation too.
Well, there was pronunciation guide, which was, like, the real one. Oh, and then there was pronunciation manual, which was the guy who was, like, on purpose doing everything really crazy.
Yeah.
Did you know that was Dink Magic?
No way.
Yeah, I know.
I did not know that. I'm gonna have to go back and look at those then.
Yeah, you have to go back and watch them. It's really funny.
It's a wild world, man.
Jackie, follow Dink Magic?
I do follow Dink Magic.
You guys donate money to his gamer rig platform.
Need rig to become gamer streamer.
Yeah. Did you donate, Brody?
Well, I didn't donate. I wanted to get that opinion change and just tell him to stop liking Ford F-150s.
What?
He sold an opinion, like one of the reward tiers was opinion change, where you get to change his thoughts and feelings about something. he's just like, yeah, I changed my opinion to match yours on like what food is shit or like abortion or whatever.
For how much money?
I think it was like $50.
Wow, that is cheap.
Well, yeah,
I want to sell that. That sounds awesome.
And then like, I remember the other day, or like it might have been earlier today, he like just tweeted like science is bullshit, the earth is flat, and I don't give a fuck. And someone was just like, oh my god, did someone buy the opinion change token?
That's really funny. I can't believe people actually put money into that.
Especially because he has a real job. Like,
yeah.
You could totally do that if you wanted to.
Just want this thing.
Which, I mean, like I respect that a lot better than, like, what it, Ristolable, and it's fucking, like, I need $10,000 for 2 months of rent.
Right.
Like,
you're living in the fucking Taj Mahal? How fucking expensive is the rent?
Like, do you remember that guy?
I don't know what you're talking about. That's way too much money for rent.
It was like, how do you say his name? Ristolable? Claire, do you know?
I guess. Yeah,
something like
know.
That.
Yeah.
Is this dude on Twitter who, like, he needed, how much did he need? It was something like,
I forget.
It was like
10 grand or something.
Yeah, it was like 10 grand for like 3 months of rent so that he could stay in his apartment because he didn't want his shithead kid to have to switch schools. And then like his wife ended up leaving him anyway. I remember that was hilarious.
Jesus Christ.
and like he, I remember like just like a really mad tweet about like, like everyone's laughing at me because my wife left me. Like, I hope that you guys like fucking whatever. I was like, no, it's hilarious that your wife left you. It's hilarious that you like swindled Twitter and then your wife left you afterwards.
The other thing was that they found out that he had done the same thing in the past.
Yeah, didn't he like pay
a different
for his
handle or something on like. Yeah, it was like, I forget, it was some other site or whatever, some other handle, but like they knew, somebody knew it was the same guy or whatever. But he had done the same thing and then like used it to go on vacation. So he went on vacation for like a month or whatever and then like just disappeared. Well, and nobody ever contacted him again there, and then he like showed up on Twitter.
Well, I think that people were saying that he paid for his wedding with the rent money. But yeah, Jack, when are we going to get on this? When are we going to swindle Twitter?
Yeah, we can start gaslighting everybody, get all their money.
Actually, I just want to say officially on officially on the pod that we're having to like pay out of our own money for this now. Well, Jack is.
Yeah, I'm paying for it.
He hasn't asked me for any money for hosting on SoundCloud. So if anyone, like, we, I don't know, we're probably going to do a Patreon before too long in the next couple of episodes. So if anyone wants to give us a couple dollars, just fucking let's do it. Like yeah. we're not going to use it on anything good. Like what? Like all the excess is just going to go towards bullshit. But
yeah, I'm just going to buy like more delicious Domino's pizzas. Try a carry out large any day of the week for $7.99.
I'm just going to spend it on cigarettes and beers. I'm going to try out the different cigarettes and beers, and I'm not going to like give you guys reviews or anything. I'm just going to do it for myself.
I'm going to submit this to Domino's later to see if they'll, like, reimburse me for that.
We're going to use your money to buy some very delicious McDoubles straight from McDonald's. McDonald's, we promise. We didn't smash them up in the bag.
I really, oh man, I want to pull like a Randy G-Dub thing and just say like, I love working at McDonald's and mashing up all the hamburgers and put them in the bag. So the McDonald's has to like make an official reply and just be like, no, that's not a real job. No one does this.
I love working at McDonald's and wearing a blindfold and then throwing onions at just anywhere.
I love working at the McDonald's on Route 18 in Medina, Ohio, and smushing all the cheeseburgers of anyone who comes in with a Trump shirt.
God, I have to get on that right now because it won't be a good joke after tomorrow. Also, that's a really good McDonald's. I was there the other day.
Oh, in Medina? I didn't even know if there was one. I was just really taking a leap of faith that there would be one on Route 18 in Medina.
Actually, I don't know if it's on Route 18, but I know they have one that's like all like it's decorated like fucking Buddy Holly 50 shit inside. There's like giant records on the ceiling and stuff. It's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool McDonald's around here.
Yeah, I bet.
This is the shit that I live for. I love Medina, though. I fucking love it. We were talking about it the other day, Claire. It's like, it's just so quaint.
What is?
Medina.
Oh, Medina. Yeah, it's really cute. Have you been, okay, you know if you're driving out east on 18, there's like this random house right before you get to the town on the left side. So like the north side. There's just this, like, if you just drive, there's like nothing, gas station. And then this like huge, like almost Pixar looking, like, wooden old house. I don't know, it's like, it's so hard to describe, but it's just standing alone. There's nothing, and there's cars parked outside. So my friend and I went one day. We were like, this is gonna be badass. This house looks awesome. It's gonna be haunted. It's gonna be some crazy shit in here. And then it was just like this boring little bar. It's like a little bar and restaurant inside. It's just like mediocre burgers and like four beers on tap.
That sucks. Yeah.
You should go.
I actually, was it you that was talking to me about the bar and a house in Medina? Is that what you were talking about?
I mean, probably. Sounds like exactly like what I just said.
Man, I don't know. I've been told about a bunch of cool bars, but I never like go out and drink in Medina.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to. I don't want to fuck with 40 minutes back home. I don't want to get drunk and then drive 40 minutes.
Yeah, dude, there's all these cool bars like right by my apartment. I still haven't been to them though.
Oh yeah,
they got they got some good ass neighborhood bar names. There's like Barb's and Burke's.
Oh yeah,
I know.
We need to go out and drink the next time I'm in town. I need to ever be in Cincinnati for more than 24 hours. Honestly,
yeah, there's like tons of shit around here.
I wish I hadn't just moved. I would have been down there this weekend. I didn't do shit.
Well, fuck.
You go next weekend. You don't have shit to do.
There we go. I only have one day off next week, though.
Well, the next weekend. Okay.
Fine. Oh, dude, you know what I'm getting excited about? I got my new driver's license, so I'm a Cuyahoga County resident, so I'm about to go to the zoo next week.
All right. I'm going to roll up
because it's free on Monday.
Party.
Hell yeah, man.
Are you going to release all those animals, my dude?
No, I'm just going to go in for free and just look at them. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who you got your peepers on? Who you gonna go see first?
I like little ferret looking fuckers like minks and shit like that.
Mm.
I like all those boys.
Now for my money, it doesn't get any better than an elephant.
Mm. Oh well, yeah. Like, do you think that elephants were ever, like, a exotic animal? Like, oh, like, you never get to see this? Because I feel like I've seen probably 200 elephants in my life. Like, they don't thrill me anymore.
Dude, I've ridden on an elephant. I'm over it.
See,
they are really cool.
No, they're tight. They're good boys. Claire, what's your good animals of the week?
First of all, my cat. CJ, who's an angel, whom I hate, but also I love. Second of all, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
God bless. Who is
not an animal at all. He's a human. And
he's a party animal, that's for sure.
He's a party animal, that's right. Don't ask him about knocking over tables. He's a little touchy about that one. Other animals. Zoo animals?
Yes, I don't know.
I don't care about the zoo, to be honest.
Yeah, me neither.
It's fine. It's not like a humanitarian thing or like a animal rights thing or whatever. I just like don't. I'm bored by the zoo.
Yeah, dude, we got HD video right here on our computers. I don't need to go see a cheetah.
Netflix. I have Hulu. I have Amazon Prime. I have Google Play.
Yeah, we can see all those bad boys in HD.
In HD. What the hell do I need a zoo for?
Yeah, speaking of HD video of animals on our computers, I was watching this National Geographic documentary about house cats last night, and they got to the part where they're talking about all the abandoned cats in the U.S., and there's just this shot of, like, just this truck pulling over on the side of the road and, like, you know, dropping a box off and then driving off, and an adult cat gets out of it. And they're just talking about, like, oh, this cat's out of its element now. And I, like, paused it and cried for a while. So I was thinking about how that cat, like, had a family and all this shit and was just, like, they just, like, dropped it off and it didn't know what to do and it's scared. It just wants its family back. And then, like, I finally just recomposed myself because I'm just like, I want to know. Now I want to learn. I got to put my emotions aside. So then I press play and they're just like, yeah, like, this motherfucker, he eats anything. He can climb to get away from predators. He's going to be fine. I'm just like, well, that's, why would you make me feel that? What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you literally just, like, less than a minute later, we're just like, yeah, this cat's going to be fine, dude.
They built you up way too hard on that one.
They hit me right in a spot that they probably didn't even know existed.
Well, they hit you like that Sarah McLachlan commercial.
Ugh, killer.
But I, like, also I've, like, thought that, but I didn't know if it was accurate. But, like, they pretty much confirmed that, like, if you drop a cat off, like, as long as the cat still got its claws, if you drop it off, like, on the edge of town and just leave it there, it will be okay.
Yeah, most of the time.
Like, cats, like, do okay for themselves. They're resilient animals.
Even if it's domesticated?
Yeah, even so.
They still have their instincts, you know? Like, Like, I mean, domesticated cats will still, like, they'll still eat a mouse. Like, if they get hungry enough, they'll, you know, eat bugs and shit until they do okay.
Actually, from what I understand, domesticated cats aren't much different from their wild counterparts.
Yeah, exactly.
So, they're pretty much fine.
Much like my ex-wife, am I right?
Hey, yo!
Hey, yo, alimony payments!
those family court judges, I tell you. Can't see my daughter. this bit didn't really go anywhere. But
fine, I will put it forward to the editors to cut that bit out.
All right. Yeah.
Interns. You guys gotta have a fake intern, like every classic podcast.
Steven.
Yeah, that's great. And you yell at him, and you like. You belittle him and all that.
So Steven's my friend.
Okay.
I hate Steven, personally.
I will defend Steven with my life.
He's just got one of those shithead faces.
I will strike you down where you stand, Brody.
Listen, I'm sorry I don't get along with Steven, but, like, how the fuck do you get along? How can you even look at him? He's got a bitch face, dude.
You know,
he's a bitch.
Steven's just misunderstood.
I'm gonna.
I think he's a nice guy. Okay.
Well,
so what if he is basically just a fart person with bad ideas and a terrible face? I think he's all right.
We really dialed this up to 100, didn't we?
Yeah, man.
Saving it.
Yeah, Steven, our intern, man, he can't cut for crap. Yeah, it's true. He sucks at editing, and also he's truly worthless. He's just like as a person.
Dude, he's a pussy bitch. I fake him out every time I pass him in the hall. he should be paying us to work on this, honestly. Like, I'm glad we don't pay him anything. But
we are basically literally and figuratively constantly dunking on him.
Yeah. Yo, remember when we told him that he was going to be the guest this week?
Yeah.
And then we just waited until he, like, went home and then just started recording. What a bitch.
Classic.
Anyway, yo, can we talk about this name? Jack, you know what I'm talking about.
What?
So there's this girl that I work with. I'm not going to say her first name because there aren't that many people with that name. It's too easy to find her. But there's this girl I work with that I made, like, I was talking to her. She told me her last name and she pronounced it Suku.
Okay.
But it's literally pronounced, or it's literally spelled Suckyu. Her last name is fucking Suck You. And I was like, I couldn't stop talking about it for like an hour. Like, it felt like a dream. I don't know how she even leaves her house.
Her first name's Ivana.
Like, her fucking ass, Austin Powers ass name. Oh my god.
I love it. I love that Austin Powers shit.
God.
Like, my wife. Love it.
Think about what high school must have been like for her, though.
Oh,
like, yeah, that Jesus sucks Christ. Ass. That's terrible.
So bad.
Now, see, when I saw the name, I didn't go straight to Suck You. My first instinct was Sucku, which was way funnier to me in the moment.
Sucku.
Because that's obviously meaningless, but it sounds very funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I get it. That's
like... Yo, Sucku. What's up?
So it sounds like when I come in and greet you and Steven in the hall, I'm just like, hey, friendo. And then I turn to Steven, I'm like, hey, Sucku.
They suck.
Oh, that's good shit.
Steven sucks ass, man.
God, I'm gonna kill him. I'm just gonna kill him as a prank. He deserves it. Okay, I'm back.
Well, I never went anywhere.
I mean that's kind of my fault. I wanted to drink beer while we recorded because I thought that it would make the content better. I can hear your toilet.
Well, no, you didn't put it back on, did you?
What? Well, I mean, it just keeps recording.
We're not recording. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just edit it, yeah. Steven,
I forgot. Well,
Steven
don't
cuts out the toilet sounds. No, we got to hear the toilet sounds.
No, you don't.
That's a good bit.
Speaking of which, Brody, I'm going to have to use your recording because I forgot to do that little thing where you have to click to like keep it going. And
oh,
it stopped
shit.
At one point.
Okay, well. Like,
so.
Well, yeah.
Brody, do you have it?
Yeah, mine's still going. I'm good.
Okay.
God damn it.
My bad.
Fine. I actually tapped this conversation, so it's being recorded at the NSA anyway.
Fucking typical.
Yeah. That's me. I'm a moderate liberal, and I'm here to fuck up this communist podcast.
Where's Edward Snowden when you need him?
I love showing that like John Hendren Edward Scissorhands video to people who haven't
That's
seen it before.
The funniest fucking thing in the world.
Like, okay, that
was like a fever dream.
like was that this year that happened? That was earlier this year, right?
Yeah. This year or last year, yeah.
No,
it was this year. Yeah.
This year.
That might round out my like good shit of the year list. Like that and then like Randy G-Dub getting like personally mentioned by like Governor Kasich's office and Trump himself.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Didn't he? Funny as shit.
God, this has been a good year for Twitter. It really has.
Honestly, this year has just been such a fucking wild ride altogether, and I'm so ready for it to be over. Like, did you hear about the Korean president and shit?
No.
No.
What? Oh, man, y'all. Well, I got a story for you.
Hmm.
Apparently, now I'm gonna just butcher the shit out of this and just get a lot of this wrong. But roll with me here. The Korean president has been under the influence of like a shadowy person living in Germany.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, it's just some like, I guess, Korean expat or something who's like the daughter of some sort of prominent figure at some point in Korea. I don't fucking live in Korea. I don't know who the fuck these people are. But the point is, this lady has been like grooming the Korean president and like extracting money from like Korean corporations and like using her connections to get her daughter in like private schools and shit.
Wow.
It's like a real life like fucking like shadow cabal situation.
Wild.
Like, is that like the most nefarious shit that she did was like and like just funnel money and get her child into schools or?
Yeah, the funneling the money is definitely the biggest thing, and like this, the president like would like defer to her like on everything.
Mm.
Like, wouldn't even comment on news stories until like she like talked to her. Basically,
that is fucking wild.
I know, and like the thing is, like, it's not corruption in Korean politics is not new. Apparently, like it always happens, but like this kind of corruption is just like so outlandish and weird.
Yeah, like that is like NBC drama shit.
Yeah, right? But anyone listening to that might want to actually Google that so they actually get the real story about that shit.
Yeah.
Did you guys read that Brendan James thing about what's that guy's name? The guy who's like some sort of like liberal like military affairs expert. What the hell's his name? And he's been on all these TV shows, and it turns out he's just, like, a complete fraud. And he's also, like, crazy.
I feel like I might have kind of read something about this. I don't know.
All right. You guys talk about something else, and I'm going to find it.
Yo, did you see Mark Dice talking about how, like, the way that he knows that, like, all this Hillary email shit is bogus is because 65,000 emails would melt a laptop? And, like, that, yeah. Like, do you know how many emails it is? That's 44 emails a day, 365 days a year for 4 years.
Yeah?
Like, and people were just, like, replying to it, just like, I wish I only got 44 emails a day.
Like, yeah, dude, I'm getting blown up in my spam folder, and my computer's fine.
Yeah, no, he, like, I looked it up. That's, like, I think 3 gigabytes, maybe. Like, he's just like, yeah, like, my friend, who's, like, a, you know, a computer guy, told me that, like, no laptop could ever hold 65,000 emails, or, like, 650,000 emails.
Fucking his friend said to him over, like, fucking 1990s AOL fucking connection.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, when did your friend say this to you? Was it 20 years ago, Mark? Jesus Christ.
Okay. I love that. I love that email shit. I had, like, my old man coworker reading me, like, opinion pieces from the newspaper today.
Yeah.
About just, like, fucking, like, people just, you know, Hillary Clinton is a bad lady. And that's my opinion piece for the fucking Kentucky bullshit piece of paper. it's just so fucking lazy and just like, doesn't. It's not even worth reading. But he read it anyway to me, and I had to listen to it.
We're just like, yeah, man.
Yeah, I was like, so, okay. All right, man. This is, or like, there was like one where this dude was like, you know, all these corrupt politicians are the real problem. The good people are the rich people. That was like the whole article. I was like, oh, man. It's just, I don't even know where to start with that one.
Yeah, I just want to say on the pod officially, so that they'll hear it, just to all the corrupt politicians out there, just cut it out, man.
Y'all are the bad guys.
Y'all are the bad guys. Just quit it. Just, let's ixnay on that, man. Thanks.
Every time you're about to do something bad, stop and think to yourself, shouldn't I do something good instead and then do that thing?
Yeah.
Stop and think to yourself, is this in the name of democracy? Is this the beautiful American dream that we've all known and grown to love? And if the answer is anything except an emphatic yes, dear God, then don't do it.
Wise words.
That's
God bless this nation.
I think that democracy is good, maybe, until my guy Trump doesn't win, and then democracy's bad.
Yeah, if Trump doesn't win, then democracy is bullshit.
Yeah.
Democracy fucking sucks ass. It's rigged.
I'm like in front of a Trump, or I'm like, yeah, in front of a Trump sign right now in my room. There's like a Trump sign behind me that I got out of someone's yard. I didn't like.
Oh yeah,
it.
I saw that.
There was this dude, at this bartender at this bar we went to on Halloween, who was dressed up like he had like a Trump flag as a cape.
Yeah,
and he was wearing a strap-on dildo over a Speedo.
Mm. Mm.
It was an interesting costume.
What was he being? What was his costume?
I don't know. I didn't talk to that guy.
I would have asked him, just like, what is this?
I didn't talk to the guy. I'm not fucking gay. I didn't want to look down at his fake penis. I'm not gay, dude.
So are you supposed to be, dude, I'm fucking politics, all right? We're all getting fucked in the ass, okay?
Yeah, three types of people, dicks, pussies, and assholes. Dick.
God, that is good shit.
That was a really woke costume, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was the most woke costume I've seen.
I'm going to have to think about that for a minute. I tried to send a Snapchat selfie earlier, and like the first like filter was the Hillary one that was paid for by like some Hillary like pack or whatever. And it just makes you Hillary Clinton. Just gives you the pantsuit and the hair and everything.
Oh, no.
And it ruined my Bob Evans experience. I was just sitting alone at Bob Evans for the very first time, eating some very tasty home fries, and just that, I had to, like, recover after that.
For the very first time, sitting alone at Bob Evans is one of those little white lie gaslighting maneuvers that we heard about earlier.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you sitting alone for the first time at Bob Evans. It was not the first time.
That's the first time.
You were a frequenter of Bob Evans. It was supposed to be an own.
Okay, I see now. That was a good
idea. Edit this out. Just edit it out.
No, like
everything that I say that sucks now, I'm just going to tell you.
I have yet to go to a Bob Evans, but I know that my old man coworker goes to Bob Evans all the time.
You know, Jack, I'm just going to tell you this right now. Bob Evans kicks the absolute shit out of Denny's. Like, as far
as... I don't doubt that at all.
As far as IHOP and, like, Waffle House go, the food is a lot better. The atmosphere isn't quite there, but the food's a ton better. Yeah, like, if anything, it's like a lot cleaner and nicer than an IHOP or a Waffle House.
Yeah, that's because old people go there.
Yeah, like, I'm into this place. I like it. I'm gonna just overstep my boundaries and probably get impeached at the end of this recording, but I'm gonna go ahead and give Bob Evans the hey all fucker seal of approval.
I'm down with that. I'm on board.
I like Bob Evans.
Okay.
With me. Bob Evans could be on our list of approved brands.
We've talked about a lot of brands on this one.
I mean, obviously, Domino's automatic approval.
Oh, yeah.
They've got those sweet deals like that. Pick any two for $5.99.
That's fantastic. Right. That's a good one.
We got pastas. We got sandwiches. We got pizzas.
They have salads now.
And now they have salads. Something for everybody here at Domino's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I will. Go ahead.
Does McDonald's get the seal of approval?
Conditionally.
Yeah, some
McDonald's breakfast though does that.
Oh, for sure.
Conditionally.
What?
Is it conditional based on location?
Conditional based on how it was the last time I had it.
That's fair. Okay.
Conditional based on the decor in the seating area.
That last time I had it, stale McGriddle bun. No thanks, McDonald's. Try again, please.
Are you just waiting for them to send you more food? Are you gonna be a patron while you're waiting for the
student? I've written a strongly worded letter. And I've sent it up the chain, and I will be notified.
I want us to just get sponsored by like fast food places.
That's the only sponsorship I accept.
Yeah, like if your fast food chain just if you're trying to break into that like you know that market demographic that is made up exclusively of like us and our Twitter friends, then sponsor the pod.
The
demographic advertisers are really really struggling with that group particularly right now.
Well, I see all these podcasts doing like advertisements for like Blue Apron and shit like that. But man, Audible. Fuck that. I straight up just want to do like ads for like really famous fast food chains that don't need advertisements.
Let's just like during our breaks just start playing radio ads for McDonald's and then just do it until they start paying us for it.
we should sue them for not paying us for the advertisement. Be like, you've got all this free airtime that you're just taking advantage of with your radio ads that we're recording on a cassette tape and then playing into our microphones. You really owe us. and then just have a bunch of like very vague graphs and charts that show like revenue increases.
That's revenue increases. Like, we're getting you business, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. A bunch of people who listen to this listen to it in the car, where they could very easily stop into McDonald's and just like grab a quick, you know, two cheeseburger meal combo with the Pepsi and with a Coke.
They could get fries and a Coca-Cola if they wanted.
Yeah, and
any size drink, only a dollar.
And McDonald's has the good fountain drinks too. They actually clean out their nozzles and shit, so it always tastes right.
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed this? That
is a big selling point.
Like, I'm kind of gonna fuck us over on the Taco Bell sponsorship because their fountain drinks never taste good to me, ever.
What is it about Taco Bell? Like, their Pepsi is always like fucked up.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
Yeah, it's like it like tastes like kind of bitter and soapy and shit. Like it's I don't know what the deal is.
Maybe it had soap in it.
No, like every Taco
Bell. This is every
Taco
Bell.
Like they all taste bad. Like I went to Taco Bell earlier. I went to the CVS across the street and picked up a Pepsi 1893, and then went over to the Taco Bell and got my food because I didn't want to have to fuck with their fountain drinks.
Gross.
Yeah, I don't know what their deal is. So Taco Bell, if your CEO is listening, just step it up, guys.
Try again next time, Taco
guys,
Bell.
Cut it out.
Just cut it out.
You know,
just
like all those corrupt politicians. Just cut it out.
Hey, let's give you that classic, hey y'all fucker, piece of advice. Just be better.
Oh, did y'all, you guys have Spotify?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you listen to President Obama's message?
Oh, no. I skipped right over that.
Wait, when was this?
Today.
Today.
Oh, is it a commercial?
It's like a clip of him is going like, now you gotta go vote.
Oh.
That's like, basically it.
Yeah, like I like open the app and they're just like, you know, like, oh, today is fucking Monday. You got to vote tomorrow. You want to listen to President Obama personally tell you to do it? I'm like, no, I forgot to register. I don't want
Brody,
to do
I thought that. You I thought you were gonna say today is fuck day. Today is fuck day. Tomorrow is vote day.
I wish that I was fucking today. Oh man.
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk about fucking, though, for a second? That's, like, tight, right?
If you want.
If you, like, truly insist.
If you gotta go there. If you're just, like, if your hog is ready to roll into that.
If no matter what we say you're gonna do it, then, like, I guess.
I'm just saying, like, it's, like, cool. I don't know. I just want...
Oh, I disagree.
I just want to... I just want the girl listeners out there to know that we fuck and girls like us and it's like cool and and that like we've just fucked before and that's, you know, we're like good at it.
I want to say for the record, I have not and will never have a boner. Ever.
That's the way to do it.
It's never happened. I've never had one. I'm never going to have one. And that's just the way it is. So.
See, I'll expand on that point. Like, I don't have a boner unless, ladies, you want me to, and then I can totally do that. I'm capable of that, and that's I'll do that for you as a favor.
We'll get a Twitter poll going on that one.
Should I get a boner?
Should I get a boner for you, the ladies? Yes or no?
Oops. What are you doing over there?
I'm just throwing shit.
started thinking about getting a boner and got mad.
Yeah, I was angry about how I will never have a boner. Just threw my phone across the room.
Well, buds, I know one guy who's going to be real proud of you. Hmm. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hashtag bless him.
I read that Jesus fucked.
No.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Jesus walked, Jesus wept, and Jesus fucked, dude.
I think I'm going to start getting into Jesus. I've decided.
Yeah? What made you want to do that?
I'm just going to be religious now.
Oh, okay.
Like as a bit?
No, I'm just religion. I'm just religion now. That's what I do.
I'm just religion now.
Oh, so.
I mean, yeah.
Dude, you know, what's it going to look like Bible day verses, to day? Fucking Luke 3:20 or whatever.
Mm.
That one, whatever that one is. Just quote
that's
that
a,
there.
That's a classic one. It's a good one.
That book of verses, that famous tomb that we all know like and love.
It's like the Lord said, hey, don't fuck.
And the Lord saith unto them, cut the shit, dudes. Cut it out.
Cut it out.
None of that fucking anymore. I hear your headboards. I live upstairs. Yeah, well, I mean, as long as I can still fuck, then like that's cool, Jack. Just I'll go to church with you or whatever. Do they have like free pizza and stuff?
Nah.
Oh.
Nah.
Can we like go to youth group that has the free pizza?
We can go to Domino's Pizza afterwards.
Okay.
Any two or more.
$5.99.
Can we go to like alcoholic church that has the free coffee?
Hell yeah.
I feel like most church has free coffee.
Not if you're Mormon.
I don't think the Baptists do free coffee either, really. I don't see much of that. Hmm. Maybe like down in Texas I never see coffee at church.
Really?
Yeah, like that's new to me. I don't really see coffee at church.
Yeah, it seems like a Midwest thing.
Maybe, yeah.
Like you don't have like a social hour at all afterwards?
No.
Man, shit, I haven't been to church since I was 7 years old. I don't know how church works.
All the churches I see are just like that I've been to, you just like go and they talk at you and then like you just kind of talk in the parking lot for a little bit and then you go home.
Wow.
Yeah. What's social hour?
Like after church is done, you hang out and there's like little mini donuts and juice and coffee and stuff.
Okay. None of this? Okay, I'm maybe.
Are you having church at the like at the Marriott the and you're just getting like the continental breakfast? Do you think that's part of the church?
No. You have church at church and people bring the stuff. They bring little cupcakes. If it's somebody's birthday, maybe they bring a cake. If somebody retired, maybe they bring a cake.
See, church sounds awesome. Married, Brody, we should go to church.
Yeah, like, so yeah. I'm going to say, like, this sounds like extremely my shit.
Yeah. That's, like, super chill. Church is actually really cool now. We listen to, like, rap. We listen to, like, really fun country. But it, like, talks about God.
What church do you go to?
I don't... What?
What church do you go to?
I keep going on with this bit. I can't. I'm out. I'm
actually out with it. Speaking of country songs, there's this song that Annie showed me last night while I was trying to fall asleep. It was so fucking funny that I was like crying. Laughing at this shit. I don't even know the name of the song. All I know is there's this one line in it. Because he's like... It's a song where he's like talking about his son or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And like he's like... The line is something like, you know, we went to McDonald's and he knows he can't have his toy till he finishes his chicken nuggets. And that's in a song that plays on the radio. I fucking lost my shit. I'm going to download it and make it the outro of this episode because it's so good.
Who can't relate to that? Honestly.
And the rest of the song is like, and he wants to wear boots and fuck, you know.
How old is this kid?
I don't know. He wants to be just like his daddy and eat chicken nuggets.
Oh, sweet.
I changed my mind. Maybe country is good.
Country is great.
Country's gone really downhill, if I'm being real with you.
I mean, yeah, it has.
It's terrible. It's the worst.
Like, what's that? Okay. What's that Jason Aldean song about his big green dick?
What?
Yeah, we can. It's that one where it's like, you can ride on my big green dick.
What?
You can take a ride on my big green cock, and yes, yeah,
just no way.
We can go slow or make it go faster, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I have to look this up because I can't tell if you're telling the truth or not.
It's a real song. It's called My Big Green Dick.
No, it's not. You guys are assholes.
Well, it's called Big Green Tractor, but he's like talking about his dick. He's talking about his giant green cock.
He's talking about his dick a la Ignition by R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Basically.
We need more. I mean, like we've never had a shortage of dick metaphor in music, but like that just needs to be a constant thing.
Every song
needs at least one little nudge. Just yes. A nudge and a wink. Like I'm talking about my meat.
Talking about my hog.
I'm letting them know.
Just for all the ladies out there, I've got a penis.
And it can achieve boners.
We can't all have complete control of our dick like Jack Friend ever.
No boner city, baby.
I mean, and I'm proud of you for that, honestly.
Yeah, well, think about how Annie feels.
Oh, shit, you know? I'm proud of her, too. Damn.
She's just hanging in there, yeah.
I'm sure that some women would kill for a dude who never got horny or fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe, like...
You got one on the horn, my friends.
Oh, there you go.
Any dude listening who never gets the boner or wants to fuck, please get in contact.
My name is Eek Bear. You can get me at The Man Burglar. You can also email me at h8sex@hotmail.com.
There you go.
There you go. Well,
there it is.
Let's check back with Claire next time and see if she found her knight and Prince Charming.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we got
my
anything else?
Shining chastity belt.
No, that's a pretty good coming up on a hour and something, right?
Yeah. We got like an hour 20.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'd say that's good. Okay. Well, we love you. And Claire will be back.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be back. In the meantime, keep God in your heart. And finish your chicken nuggets or you can't have your toy.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Stay in school. Don't get boners. We'll see you later.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alive.